Welcome to the MSP Law Podcast, where we share legal tips and strategies that help managed service providers and technology firms build a better defense. I'm your host, Tom Favinsky. Microsoft's new commerce experience went into effect in March of 2022, and it applies to licenses associated with Microsoft 365, Dynamics 365, Windows 365, and the Power Platform subscriptions. The shift in the subscription is really Microsoft's way of pushing folks into a 1 or 3 year term. While you still can do a month-to-month, that option comes at a premium. The cancellation period now is only 72 hours, and that's the only time that the subscription is not terminable. Once it passes that 72 hours, the way the program is structured, the MSP becomes the contract person that's liable. The MSP becomes the guarantor of the license fees for the duration of the term for their customers. This means that the MSP needs to look at the agreement that they have with their customers to make sure that they are protected in the event of an early customer termination. You know, I think Microsoft is really doing MSPs a favor here. This program, which is probably going to be followed by many software manufacturers in the industry, it really creates a basis for you to go to your customers and insist that you have to update their current MSAs, that we have to clean up some things. We have to set termination fees, for instance. Termination fees should be not just the subscription payment, but a portion of the fees that you're leaving on the table by their early termination. You built your service offering almost as an outside employee for them, so they should take some responsibility for an early termination. If you haven't had your MSA looked at for a few years, maybe the last 4 or 5 years, you should look at making changes to the term, the duration, so that it's more like 3 years. That's really become marketplace. You might want to look at memorializing declined services in a manner other than a declined services agreement. You probably want to revisit your cybersecurity language because that's been a hotbed of changes in the last few years. You may want to consider requiring your customers to carry cyber insurance. There are a bunch of these things that you might want to look at. You might even want to restructure your MSA so that it's more of a check-the-box type of format for the monthly services, because that has a tendency to increase your selling opportunities with your customers. You know, your MSA can actually become a sales tool if it's structured appropriately by turning it into a pre-sale tool.
Well, that's it for this episode. This is Tom Favinsky. I'm an attorney with Virtus Law. My team is called the MSP Law Team. We serve MSPs, and we'd like to chat with you. Feel free to reach out to us by email. My contact information is Tom, T-O-M, at Virtus Law, D like Victor, I-R-T like Tom, U-S, like United States, law.com.